American businesses are reducing the number of products that they offer. The change began before the COVID-19 pandemic. It has only increased in recent months. Coca-Cola used to offer around 400 different kinds of drinks. The beverage company recently decided to discontinue half of them. Among the products cut were Tab, Zico Coconut Water, Diet Coke Feisty Cherry, and Odwalla Juices. Other American businesses are reducing food offerings from mayonnaise to cereals. Car companies, too, are offering fewer kinds of cars and instead putting more effort into what they think will sell best. Stu Leonard's, a company that operates food stores in Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, has cut the number of cereals it offers from 49 in 2019 to 24. Edgewell Personal Care Company, the maker of Schick razors and Banana Boat suntan lotion, has cut some kinds of its antibacterial wipes called Wet Ones, among other products. Dollar General, based in Goodlettsville, Tennessee, used to offer 6 different kinds of mayonnaise. Now it offers 2. The consumer is not going to know the difference, Todd J. Vassos, chief of Dollar General, told experts in December. Actually, it's going to make her life a little simpler when she goes to the shelf. Shoppers looking for cars are finding fewer choices as well. Both General Motors and Ford have announced they are limiting the number of option combinations customers can get on their vehicles to reduce manufacturing and purchasing complexity. That is a change of direction from a few years ago when companies aimed to offer more choices. Online shopping caused some to think that more choices lead to better sales. But more choices often do not. Companies started reducing the number of products they offer a year or two before the pandemic. During the pandemic, the reductions increased, with companies focusing on necessities as they faced supply problems. After the pandemic, when goods began moving freely again, many businesses discovered less was better. New offerings made up about 2% of products in stores in 2023. That includes products for beauty, footwear, technology, and toys. Market research company Circana said that number is down from 5% in 2019. Many think the companies are also helping shoppers. Some studies show that fewer choices result in shoppers buying more. In 2000, psychologists Sheena Langer and Mark Lepper published a study that showed limited selection is better for people who are buying things. In their experiment, the researchers found consumers were 10 times more likely to purchase jam when the number of jams available was cut down from 24 to 6. Later studies have produced similar findings. Retailers are recognizing that they have to be respectful of shoppers' time, said Paco Underhill, whose company, Enviracell, studies consumer behavior. But retailers cannot just reduce offerings without a plan, said David Berliner of BDO, a business services company. You want to make these cuts so they're not even aware of it, and you want the store to still look full, Berliner said. If you do it too much, you might scare some away. I'm John Russell.